I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. What remains of the Georgia Dome is scheduled to come down at 1 o'clock Wednesday morning. You'll recall that two walls survived the initial implosion last month. MARTA is shutting down operations for the Dome station starting tonight in advance of the second implosion attempt, but expects to be operating normally by morning rush hour. Delta Airlines and other carriers that operate out of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport say they're running normally today, this after the fire that caused an 11-hour blackout on Sunday. The incident forced the cancellation of over 1,500 flights. Air travel expert Robert Mann says no matter how fast Delta and the other airlines move, it will take a few days to get the hundreds of thousands of grounded passengers to their final destination. Meanwhile, Georgia Power CEO Paul Bauer says his team is working to determine what must be done to ensure that there's never a repeat of this incident.
Again, we apologize for the disruption in people's lives. My primary focus now is to investigate what happened, to ensure that that never happens again, and ensure that the reliable network maintains itself as we go throughout this week.
Georgia Power says no personnel or passengers were in danger at any time. As for concerns about delayed package delivery the week before Christmas, ABC News reports UPS and FedEx deliveries have not been impacted. Well, some students at Dunwoody High School in DeKalb County are claiming racism after a black cheerleader was cropped out of a team picture. Social media posts popped up over the weekend showing the full photo and its edited version, which eliminated the only black member of the team in the picture. The AJC reports that several students protested outside Dunwoody High yesterday, saying they wanted fair treatment for people of color. DeKalb Board of Education member Stan Jester posted on his blog that the photo had inadvertently been cropped by a photo system at Walgreens. The Marietta Police Department is being recognized for its work catching child predators. CBS 46 reports that the department is part of the GBI's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. They were recently celebrated for being the agency in the task force with the most child enticement arrests this year. Debbie Garner, the special agent in charge of the GBI's Child Exploitation Unit, says they've trained agencies throughout the state to chat online with potential child predators who will travel to have sex with children. South Fulton Mayor Bill Edwards has vetoed changing the city's name to Renaissance. This after the city council voted to approve the name change on a 4-3 vote last week. Edwards cited an overwhelmingly negative response from citizens, as well as the costs of changing the name and the history of other new cities keeping their names when they incorporated. According to the AJC, council members will have the opportunity in January to vote to override Edwards' veto with a 5-vote majority. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org. Follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.